Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to ft.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello. Very good, thank you.
Okay, let's get into the chart. So,
this is annoying. We've been talking so long, this stock has gone up. Yeah. INFA, we're looking at Infrastrata PLC.
Well, I've got to say, I did buy this, right, at about, when they had their placing and some people jumped out, I bought this just below point five. And I took a bit of cash, got out. It's still a risky stock, but there's two now board members. The board have been chucked out because they were doing nothing, absolutely just sitting on their hands. They own no stock of their own. They'd have raised some money to get this gas storage unit off the ground. If they raise, I can't remember the actual ratio now, I've lost track, but if they raise them like 2 million, they get 3 million in a grant, I think. So it's very wrong about that. But the board weren't finding any funds. They weren't in talking to anyone by the sounds of it. And so anyway, two guys have stepped in. Who are quite well respected. They've checked the board out. And so they're just waiting now to see what's happening with the news on the funding. But INFA, do you know what? It's pretty much a 50-50 play. Do they get the funding? It's going to rally like hell. If they don't get the funding, it's going to drop. But I mean, you know, that's okay. As simple as that. So it's a 50-50 bet, pretty much, I think.
And when are we going to hear about that?
No idea.
No idea.
INFA.
Well, you know, for me, textbook, in July, we got above the 200-day moving average. We stalled at the previous highs, and we've come back and retested it this morning. We sat on it yesterday with a tiny little doji, and literally, when I was setting up to record, we were at 0.8, and now we're at 0.95. So we are on our way higher. The pivot level in this stock is a 1.02. So that's the previous lows from the start of 2016 and a fib level. This bounce off the 200-day moving average is really, really nice. If we close back above 0.102 in the coming days, I think we continue higher to the previous highs at 1.4. And then if they get the funding, my next fib target is 2.7.
Nice. All right. Well, let's look at the next one. So it is, what did I send you? Is it next?
You sent pop out charts. So you sent MPay, MePay. And you sent next.
Oh, so MPay. So yeah, so MPay is next. They've had an announcement today saying a client has extended a contract. And MPay is a provider of mobile payment solutions to the T1 mobile network and mobile virtual networks. And extension here of a big client. And they're doing quite well. I'm looking at their final results. I mean, they're at least 7.59 market cap. But what revenue they had? Revenue gross, total revenue for the year was 3.3 million, which is not bad. It was pretty much half their market cap. I can't see where the losses are. But so they shot up today, but 21% or something ridiculous, over 20%. They've come back a bit now, and they're about 5% up. What do you reckon on MPay?
Well, I'm looking at the weekly chart first. We're looking at the weekly chart. And if we draw a Fibonacci retracement from the 2014 highs to the lows in June, then the first Fibonacci target level and level that we need to overcome is 19.2, and that's the pivot level. And so that's from the weekly chart. So if we go down to the daily, you can see that we've tried that many, many times, and we've failed. But today, for the first time in I don't even know how long, we're above the 200-day moving average. We've popped out above the 200-day moving average. If we can find support there, that's at 17.2, and close above 19.2, we've made a bottom. Our next upside targets are 24.88 and 29.47.
Wow. What did you say, 28 and 29?
24.88, so 25, and then 29.15, really.
Okay, sorry. Do you know what? I'm sneezing. I'm on the verge of a sneeze, and I can't stop
sneezing. That means you're going to make lots of money.
I'm on the verge of a sneeze. I can't stop it.
Doesn't that mean you're going to make lots of money?
Okay, all right, cool. Oh, marvellous. Oh, lovely. Do you know what? The next one is next. And do you know what? This is annoying me next, because I've said this a couple of times on the podcast in the last couple of days. But this was our third choice in our experiment with our two mates on the weekend. I got this thing, you know, £1,000 to £100,000 in 50 trades or less. We've done a Sky successfully, we've done EasyJet successfully. This was the third one. We put a limit order at £39.99, you know, like the prices of stuff in shops, £9.99. So we did it at £39.99, but it started climbing up, didn't fill. It was about 40 quid, and they went to 42 quid and didn't fill. So we cancelled it. We said, let's look for another stock. And then all of a sudden, it came down. Pete, one of the three of us, forgot to cancel his limit order. He got filled. They had an announcement out today. They're trading up to today. They were up by 11% at one point. So he achieved his 10% on his own.
You'll have to rename him Lucky Pete.
Well, yeah, or Forgetful Pete, because he forgot to cancel his limit order. And we should have sticked with it. But, I mean, anyway, but there we are. There's other opportunities. What do you reckon on next? Nick.
I like next. Okay, I'm looking at a weekly chart here to start off with. And from the, you know, for all the way back from the lows in 2008 to the highs in 2015, we retraced to the 61.8 Fibonacci retracement. That's very common. That's where we went in June 2016. So effectively, we've double bottomed there. And this time, you know, when you make a turn at a 61.8 retracement, you usually go to the 38.2 next. So in next on our weekly chart, that means 5330. So that's what I'm looking at, big picture, from the weekly chart in next. And on our daily chart today, boom shakalaka, we have bounced above the 200-day moving average and we're holding above it today.
Boom shakalaka.
So yeah, whatever, you know. I know that was a bit chatty, wasn't it? I shouldn't have said that. Okay, anyway, it looks great. So as long as we hold above this, which we potentially could, we could just, you know, this could be a breakaway gap. If we can hold above this 200-day moving average, that's where we're looking. The first problem and where the high is today is a bit of a pivot level. It's the bottom of the gap from January. It's the lows from October. So the pivot level we're looking at is 44.69. There. So we've really got to get above 44.69 to keep going, and then 46.41. But remember, the target for this is 53.30. They are bumps on the road.
Marvellous. Nicola, if you can put those charts on the company pages at Vox. Have you been doing that?
No, I've been a bit naughty and I've got some catch-up posting okay. to do, but I'm going to post them all today.
Cool. And also, yeah, send me them as well. And I'll, as normal, I'll put them on the blog so people will see them there at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Well, that's good. You've got three charts in a row there on the Facebook thing. That's good. I like that, Nick. Very good. Yeah. I like that.
All right. Yeah, that's our three charts.
Cheers, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Goodbye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.